Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Musibye mutya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in our Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya.
How is your life?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Yesu aba mulungi.
Jesus is good.
Kale ngali kuba obulamu n'amazima.
And he is the way, the truth, and the life.
Tabangako mubi.
He has never been bad.
Kubanga Yokane sura ya 14.
Because John chapter 14.
Olomukaga agamba.
Verse 6 he says,
Ye kuba obulamu n'amazima.
He is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So twebaza Mukama.
So we thank the Lord.
Olw'akaseera akalungi katwongedde mu kubeerawo kwe.
For the good time he's added us in his presence.
Ate naffe alyoka atuwa obulamu obujjodde.
And we too he gives us life in the full.
Era obutuukiridde.
And that which is complete.
Kubanga bw'ayogera agamba.
For when he speaks he says,
mu Yokaana essuula ey'ekkumi.
In the John chapter 10.
Noonya olw'ekkumi.
And the verse 10.
Satani yajja okubba okutta n'okuzikiriza.
Satan came to kill, to steal, to destroy. Christ came that he gives us life. And the life which is in full. And right now we've come to fill up that life. As we die and get destroyed of sin. For the wage of sin is death. Now when he came to take away sins from us. He came to add life unto us. That we may reach to eternal life. And he speaks in the John chapter 17 and the verse 3. He said, this is the eternal life, to know you, the one true God, and the Christ Jesus is sent. So we thank him, God. He came to give us life.
This is
in the first John chapter 5, that the whole world is in the hands of the evil one, but the Son of God manifested
and
gave us wisdom and knowledge, that we can get out of the hand of the evil and we be saved from destruction. For in Hosea 4:6 he says,
his
people are destroyed for lacking knowledge. But see how he comes out and he commands light, shine, and darkness. Darkness of lies of Satan. As he tells us in the 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7, that God commanded light, light of knowledge of God's glory, before Christ to shine in darkness. In that treasure he puts in a vessel of clay, and the much power cometh from God and not from us. We thank him that even today has come to add us light of his words, the treasure which reach to the eternal life. Psalms 119 verse 105, his word is a lamp and the light which enlightens us in our journey. We have a journey we are on to, a heavenly journey. As we have first Timothy chapter 6 7, we brought nothing, we shall go back with nothing. Where we came from,
Philippians 3:20
say our home is heaven. Now his word is there, enlighten us, we don't stumble on the way,
and
try to see, we see this narrow way. You know the way to go to heaven narrows because of ignorance and the troubles of this world. But when we get light of the word, it enlightens us. You know the way heading on to hell, it is broad enough for the much lies of Satan in the world and the many evils which persuade the flesh, and it contradicts your spirit, and you think you end on this world. Now those are like that, but we thank God who has brought us again to add us light of his words, to enlighten us the way to going back home in heaven. Praise Jesus much. Now we want to proceed on with the fifth part.
Yes, praise
Jesus much. Of restoring those who worship God in the spirit and truth all over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And I want you to remember that to restore those who worship God in the spirit and truth all over the world, it's the second part in the worldwide call,
which
is the nation of Uganda in this year 2022.
In
this worldwide call,
God
has called all nations to work with him in his final work on this planet Earth with an intention
of
two intentions.
To
render devils turn this world into Sodom and Gomorrah, a world of homosexuals,
and
men with men committing evils
on
each other, women with women, mixing with things done by humans, including robots and the rest,
even
destruction of many in hell and the lake of fire. For the end of Sodom and Gomorrah, to be burnt with fire.
Now
the intention of this final work
is
that the devil stand his world into Sodom and Gomorrah. People never end in hell and the lake of fire, but they inherit eternal life. The second reason to prepare all nations
for
the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. Praise Jesus much. So this final work on this planet earth, it is the revival and the restoration of all things in heavens and earth, as God spoke of them in his prophets who were there right from the beginning,
that
they be known the way he spoke them, the way they were, and the way they should be, and the way they will be forever.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So when we reach that revival, where it involves restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth all over the world, for God seeks such to worship him, that he wants to worship him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. They be ones to worship him. But because this revival and restoration of all things
passed
through restoring the gospel of salvation, the everlasting gospel of salvation, which was preached to all creations in heaven and earth,
in
fighting material gain, gospel of the world, and the selling of miracles, which has caused many to become enemies towards God, and many fall in hell, and the world appears in the many curses. The everlasting gospel of salvation, it's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As we reveal all secrets of heaven,
able
to draw heavens near to the many to enter it. Now when we restore the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, in revealing the secrets of kingdom of heaven, we can still restore the gospel music. For what we call gospel music, these are songs sung just as the gospel is, for they are called songs of the gospel. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Oh,
songs of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We want to move on with this, our fifth part. And today we want to move on to see the way songs God first sings them. Yes. And he mixed them with musical instruments, and they are sung in heaven, and then they are sung, sent on this world. Praise Jesus much. The way God first sings those songs, mix in them all musical instruments, and they are sung in heaven, and then they are sent on this world. They be sung as they have been sung in heaven. Praise Jesus much. In the way of seeking them who worship him in the spirit and truth. But still we know that call is put on our nation of Uganda to do it all over the world. And remember always as he's come telling us in Zephaniah chapter 3 verses 9 up to 10. Let's go back we here.
Zephaniah esule yokusatu nolunyiriri olwomwenda.
Zephaniah chapter 3 verses 9.
Kubanga mubirebyo ndichusiza mawango lulimi olulongofu. bonna bakabire erinnya lya Mukama okumuweereza n'omwoyo gumu.
For then will I restore to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord. Verse 10.
Nti okuva emitala w'emigaja ya Ethiopia abasinza abange era ne muwala w'abantu bange abasaasaana balindeetera ekiweebwayo.
From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my worshippers, even the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring my offering. Praise Jesus much. In these days, spoken of the prophet Zephaniah, and God spoke through him, he said, he will restore us a pure language. In the seasons of the revival and restoration, in those very seasons, there will come people from beyond rivers of Ethiopia, that known as River of Egypt, at the source of the Nile, in the nation of Uganda. And there are worshippers of God, of truth, who worship in the spirit and truth. Those are one who lead in restoring this revival. We heard that even nations are awaiting songs right from the east.
In East Africa,
from here the nation of Uganda. According to those, we had Isaiah chapter 24 and verse 14, and he says like this. Isaiah chapter 24 from verse 14.
Bano bali yimuse eddoboozi lyabwe baliyogerera waggulu olw'obukulu bwa Mukama.
They shall lift up their voice. They shall sing for the majesty of the Lord. They shall cry aloud from the sea. Verse
15.
Therefore glorify the Lord in the east, even the name of the Lord God of Israel in the coastlands of the sea. Verse
16. Ekitiibwa eri abatuukirivu. Naye ne njogera nti nkozimba, nkozimba, zinsanze. Abalyaza amaanyi balyaza amaanyiza. Weewaawo, abalyaza amaanyi balyaza amaanyiza nnyo.
From the utmost parts of the earth have we heard songs, even glory to the righteous. But I said, my leanness, woe unto me, the treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Yea, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus much. They have heard songs from where? From the uttermost parts of the earth. Right from the east. As we've heard from beyond rivers of Ethiopia. Now God expects us to restore those who worship him in the spirit and truth. But those who worship him and they praise him and they sing together with him
the songs
called the band gospel, those of the hymns, they must be getting them from the Lord. Those God has first sung and they are sung in heaven and he sends them on this world. Praise Jesus much. So in that word, that's why he fulfills that he's come speaking. Basing in John chapter 4, verse 23, as he says this.
Yokane sule yokuna noru nyiriri urabili mwesatu.
John chapter 4 verses 23.
Na yechi sera chidja era chituse. Aba sinza amazima lebana sinza nga chitafe mumoyo na amazima. Kubanga chitafe ano nyabali ingabo. Hukubeira abo kumusinza nga.
But the hour comes and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Time
already came 2022 years back. And we were meant to worship God in the spirit and truth. It is to say that we led by the Holy Spirit.
And
we are in the truth of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So the seasons we are in, Seasons of restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth. And they praise Him in spirit as they are led by the Holy Spirit. And they are in truth of the Word of God. Praise Jesus
Christ.
But those who can do that, they must appear when things done in heaven. They are what they do on earth. According how He told us in Luke chapter 11. Verses 2. When he speaks saying like this. Luke chapter 11, verses 2.
Mugambe nganti kitaffe ali muggulu, erinnya lyo litukuzibwe, obwakabaka bwe byoyagala bikolewe mu nsi nga bwe bikolewa mu ggulu.
And he said unto them, when you pray, say, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done as in heaven, so on earth. Praise Jesus much. The will of God be done on earth as it is done in heaven. If we want to praise Him, to worship Him, to sing for Him songs, like band gospel, those of the hymns, those are gospel hymns. Even the melody songs.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We must have gotten them from heaven. The Holy Spirit reveals them to us here on this earth.
But
God is the one who first sings them in heaven. For He is the one who freely gives us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And if we appear to be in the spiritual world, as we worship Him in the Spirit, we can understand those He freely gives us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For as we read in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. Has come show us that God first sings in these songs. After He sings them,
and mixed
in them musical instruments as He wants,
and
to the cherubims and the angels in His city, Jerusalem of heaven, and they sing them. After they sing them, the Spirit gets them, come reveal them to us here, and we can connect with heaven. For on the other day, when each uncloves the body, we have to go in that city of God, and we shall live there with the angels and the holy ones, as we do the same work of praising Him, worshiping Him, singing for Him, songs of band gospel, those of the hymns and the melodies. Praise Jesus much. Now, awesome when what you do, you are not sure whether it cometh from heaven. For when you reach, how will you sing it?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those who never read of Zephaniah, let's read it. We read it again for one who has not read it before. Zephaniah 3 verse 17.
Zephaniah esule yokusatu n'olunyiri olwe 17.
Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17.
Mukama Katondawo ali wakati wo owamanyi analokola ali kusanyukira nesanyu ali womulira mukwagala kwe ali kusanyukira ngayimba.
The Lord your God in the midst of you is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Yes. The Lord rejoices as He sings.
Maybe
did know that God sings. God first sings very well. And He mixes in His harps, His musical instruments. And He mixed them very well. And then He sends them. When we speak of the Father, I want to show you a little and briefly how these songs flow. Now songs of the living God, they come right from above the heavens, where the Father sits.
And
they come down to the third heaven where our Lord Jesus is. And he first sees them also. Yes. And he sent them in the first heaven, the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
That
they seek them, the angels and the holy ones. And they send them here on this earth. We too have to see them as they have come above the heavens where they fall
apart.
See how you familiarize the song of the Most High.
If
you sing it the way he does not want,
yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. You know the Father is above all, right above the heavens, according to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6. Let us read, we hear.
Abefeso sura yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6.
Katonda omu kitawe wa bonna ali waggulu wa byonna ayita mu byonna era ali mu byonna.
One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
He,
yes,
Katonda omu
is one God,
kitawe wa bonna,
Father of all,
ali waggulu wa byonna,
above all. He reigns in all, and who is in all.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. He is right above the heavens. Now, when you read in Zephaniah 3 verse 17, that God will rejoice with singing.
He
bears above the heavens. As Ephesians 4 verse 6 has said, that one God, Father of all,
who
pass through all, is above all, and he works through all.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now that is where he bases. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 9 to 10,
he
shows you above the heavens. Let us read, we hear.
Abefeso esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 9.
Naye ekigambo ekyo nti yalinnya kigamba ki wabula ogamba nti era yakka mu njuyi eza wansi ez'ensi.
Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth?
Olunyiriri olw'ekkumi,
verse 10.
Eyakka era yewuuyo eyalinnya waggulu ennyo okusinga zi heavens zonna.
He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Yes. You know, when you move from planet Earth, you pass through the blue heaven, you see up there, and you reach into the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God. After you ascend into the second heaven, where there are four living creatures, after you ascend into the third heaven, where there is the throne of God in the world, whom we know as Jesus Christ, even the paradise of God. After you ascend to go up above the heavens, where we call at the beginning, even the end, before our creation happened.
So
as God was created in heavens and earth which are today, he was not living in the same heavens and earth which are. For no one builds a house when he lives in the same house at the same time. Is it that? Now God, based up above the heavens, and he sings in the songs, and he sends them in the third heaven, and our Lord Jesus sings them, and he approves, that is it, Father. For what is yours is mine. Yes. And they send in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, and they sing them, and they send them on this earth. You know God, when they send them on this earth, and he seeks them, those who are going to sing them for him when they are in the spirit and truth, whether they are of praise, whether of worship, whether of gospel music, whether of the melodies, whether of melodies,
a voice,
whether of hymns,
yes,
praise Jesus much. to sing.
Asinzire unaraba bwe muziyimbiye mwate.
Eno kunsi. How you've sung them on this earth.
Eh muziyimbiye mutya.
How have you sung them?
Eh
yes.
Omanya soka natuna mugulyo na.
You may first look through all the heavens.
Naraba bwe mugulyo nabaziyimbiye batya.
This is all those through the heavens how they sung.
Natuna ne munsara bwe muyimba.
Looks even in the earth to see how you sing them.
Ndo kutukako
nga gwazi on you.
Eh ngo judama mpati
gonna na malala. Of pride and arrogance.
Nabuza we na dendu yimbolo nabade na malala.
As I sang that song, did I have pride?
Yes, you
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. You know Job chapter 28, verse 23-24. He bears up above the heavens, and he sees through all the heavens and the earth. Let us read we here.
Yobu esule ya abiri mu munana noru nyiriri olwa abiri mu esatu.
Job chapter 28, verse 23.
Katonda tegere kubuli yago.
Understand, and he knows its place. Verse
24.
For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heaven. Yes. He bears above the heavens and he sees through all the heavens. And
he
sees God the Word we know as the Son, Jesus Christ.
He sat
heaven, he has sung just as he sings. And he sees the angels and the holy ones in heaven.
And
them too have sung the way he sang it. And it is sent on this world.
Where
do we sing as it's been sung from all that far? Now they find us, we feel in all the filth of this world.
And
we have copied things of the world. And we have mixed in them.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. You know, our Lord Jesus in the third heaven gets the songs from the Father. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 4, he speaks like this.
2
Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 1.
Chingwani do kwenye miriza, ne wankubadenga te kusana. Neka ngende mukole sewa, no kubikula kwa mukama wafi.
It is not expedient for me, doubtless to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord.
Orinyoro kubiri.
Verse 2.
Manyo muntu mu Kristo, eyaka marimi yake kuminena. Oba mubiri, simanyi. Oba watali mubiri, simanyi. Katonda amanyi.
I knew a man in Christ 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knows. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. You know, in the third heaven, our Lord Jesus sings it. And they approve it. That is it. You know what is of the Father is of the Lord Jesus. According to that, he explains in John chapter 16. And he says, what is of the Father? It is his. Now he too first sees them there.
Who
says our Lord Jesus sings them? Yes, he sings them. In the heavenly journey, what I studied and I saw, there are the many. And he first make you sing there, you first back me there. You hear his singing and musical instruments, you back him. My.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much. And he tells me, I've given you an anointing, go and sing.
And
when you sing, others too will sing, but anointing will remain flowing. Sing and they will sing.
Now,
I have to sing that you sing. More even than that. He who gives the anointing is there. Then we praise him. We worship him. We sing with him songs of the band gospel. We sing with him songs of the hymns, those of the holy love. Are we together? Those of the Father is of the
Son.
Let's read John 16.
Yokane sura ya 10 na mukaga no runyiriri ole 13.
John chapter 16 verses 13.
10
verses 12.
Yokane sura ya 10 na mukaga no runyiriri ole 12.
John chapter 16 from verse 12.
Njali na binji okubabulira. naye temuyinza kubigumiikiriza kaakano.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now.
Naye bw'alijja oyo omwoyo w'amazima anaabaluŋŋamyanga mu mazima gonna, kubanga tayogerenga ku bubwe yekka, naye byonna by'anaawuliranga by'anaayogeranga, ye anaababuuliranga ebigenda okujja.
But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
Verse
14.
Oyo anangulumizanga nze, kubanga anaatoolanga ku byange n'ababuulira mmwe.
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you.
Verse
15.
Byonna byonna kitange byali nabyo bye byange. Kyenvudde ŋŋamba nti anaatoolanga ku byange n'ababuulira mmwe.
All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. Yes.
Kakati.
Now.
Omwoyo.
The Spirit.
Kitaffe bw'asindika ewa Mukama waffe
Yesu. You know when the Father sends the Lord Jesus.
Kama waffe Yesu n'ayimba mwe.
And our Lord Jesus sings that song.
Kati Omwoyo azijja ewa Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Spirit gets them from the Lord Jesus.
N'azisindika mu kibuga kya Katonda.
And sends them in the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omugulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Ekuŋŋaana eddene lya bamalayika.
The great gathering of angels.
Basooka baziyimba mwawo.
And they first sing them there.
Nga kitaffe bwe yaziyimbye.
Just as the Father sang them.
Nga Mukama waffe Yesu yaziyimbye.
As the Lord Jesus sang them.
Omwoyo y'omu omutukuvu n'azikwata n'azireeta eno ku nsi.
For the Spirit gets them, brings them on this world.
Kakati gwe n'alukuwa.
And now he gives it to you.
N'ogaana okukakana wansi omukono gwe.
And you refuse and humble. Owulire nga
bwe baluyimbye okuva mu ggulu.
His hands to
you. Kitaffe.
As it was sung from the Father.
Okuva eri omwana gwe ndiga Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus,
right
from angels and the holy ones in heaven.
And
you rush, go inquire from the wisdom of the world. Those who have enlightened the world,
you,
and when the world lightens darkness your way. Can you lighten darkness to someone? Then you add them darkness upon darkness. Now our Lord Jesus, for what of the Father is
in,
he sings them as the Father himself. That's why in Revelation chapter 15, and we saw them sing the song of Moses. Prophet Moses too had got it from the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus. That is how they move.
In
Revelation chapter 15. Verses 1 to
3.
Revelation chapter 15 from verse 1.
Nenda bakabonera akalala mu ggulu akanene ak'ekitalo, bamalayika musanvu nga balina ebibonyobonyo musanvu eby'enkomerero, kubanga mu ebyo obusungu bwa Katonda mwe butuukiririra.
And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having seven last plagues, for in them is completed the wrath of God. Verse 2.
Nenda bange nyanje yendabirwamo etabuddwamo omuliro, abava eri ensolo n'ekifaananyi kyayo n'omuwendo gw'erinnya lyayo, nga bawangudde, nga bayimiridde ku nnyanja yendabirwamu, nga balina ennanga za Katonda.
And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. They have harps, and they are of God. You know, God has his musical instruments. Now when he sings, he mixes them in the songs. He didn't say that they had the harp of God. The harps of God, different harps, as all different musical instruments would have been. And they are available there. Sure. They are within him, all of them. Now when he sings, just see everything perfected as the music would have appeared.
The everlasting gospel.
Best music which you call everlasting gospel.
Everlasting gospel music.
Everlasting gospel music.
No
matter how many days you hear it, you never get tired of it. Leave this one, you listen and it seasons pass. It's no more a hit on.
Kati nyimbo hizo
now those songs
omwana gwendiga
The Lamb of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God. The Son of the Living God. He gets them, he sings them.
The
Spirit sends them in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And they sing them. And he sends them on this earth. Sing them as they have been sung from right above the heavens. Let's read that verse 3 we see. Revelations chapter 15, verses 3.
Nebayimba oluyimba lwa Musa, omuddu wa Katonda, n'oluyimba lw'omwana gw'endiga, nga boogera nti bikulu era bya kitalo ebikolwa byo. Mukama Katonda, omuyinza w'ebintu byonna, ga butuukirivu era ga mazima amakubo go. Gwe kabaka ow'emirembe n'emirembe.
And they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, you King of Holy Ones. Yes. The song of Moses, it's the one of the Lamb of God. Because our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, is known as the Word of God, or God the Word. He told us he gets them from the Father. For what is of the Father is his. Is it not that? And he sings just as God the Father sang. And he gives them to the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit does not speak his own. What he hears from the Father and of Christ, they are what he speaks. And he first gives them the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the angels, and the Holy Ones. And they are led by the cherubims. And they mix up the songs just as they have come from the Father and from his word Jesus, and the Spirit gets them from the city Jerusalem of heaven, and they bring them down on this earth. Those on the world, and they are found, they are not in the Spirit and truth.
And
they go to copy those who are in the world, that they mix as people in the world. My. A trouble has already come then. You know when you call church,
so
you first know that there is a church of heaven. In it are holy angels
and
the holy ones who overcame the world before us.
Now
you as church of the world before you sing. Church of heaven is what first sings. Are we together? I don't know whether we usually get teachings like this or a gospel like this. Do we have of gospel musicians in the congregation? Are we there? You gotten shamed? How you've more risen up your hands? Upcoming. We have upcoming gospel musicians. Yes, me and they were first here.
Me too.
That's so awesome. All long you spend much strength, yet you sing things God is not pleased of. And you've never thought. And indeed, the voice you've attached are those the Father sang. The Son Jesus are those the one he sang. In heaven, they sang that. The musical instruments you have mixed, are they the ones? You know, you may mind what you enjoy most. At any time, a person minds of his own, they no more mind of things of God. And they are just like Satan. Satan, too, was a cherub.
He
was one of those who had those musical instruments of God. And he fell. Anytime a person thinks of their own or of the humans, they cannot think of things of God. We love most things we enjoy most. Our Lord Jesus said that Satan thinks most of things of humans, and he never thinks of things of God. People many times will think of their own things. They cannot think of things of God.
And
if you, as the worshiper of God, the praiser of God, the one who sings for God, and who sings with God, if you cannot think of how he wills it,
then you
no more mind of things of God. You mind of your own. After, it's to say you mind of things of Satan. For many times people mind their own things, they mind those of Satan. For they have their father and they want to do the works he began. Is it not that? Let's read, we see.
Matayo sura ya 16 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mulumu.
Matthew chapter 16 verse 21.
Yesu nasokerawo okubulira abayigirizwa be nti kimugwanira okugenda e Yerusalemu okubonyabonyezebwa ennyo abakadde ne bakabona abakulu n'abawandiisi n'okuttibwa ne ku lunaku olwokusatu okuzuukizibwa.
From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Verse 22.
Petero n'amutwala n'atanula okumunenya ng'agamba nti nedda mukama wange.
Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from you, Lord. They shall not be unto you." Verse
23.
But he turned and said unto Peter, "Go you behind me, Satan. You are an offense unto me, for you consider not the things that be of God, but those that be of men." Yes. You know Satan. He has never minded the things of God. He always wants things which humans want. For the will of God contends against that of God. The will of men contends against that of God. Yes. Satan, if you begin to do what he wills, he
says,
"I've gotten a companion." Sure.
We
are going to contend against God. Because Satan, when he began to speak, he refused to speak what came from God, began to speak what came from his.
When
he gets people, they have those ways. And they love most their own things. They don't mind the things God loves. He's gotten companions in the world.
First,
look, how many times have we been a companion of Satan? Praise Jesus.
I'm
not saying you are. At times you deny him. At times you begin mind your own things.
You
do not have any worry how you will please God. But you worry of how you will accomplish your things. Then you have a great relation with Lucifer straight.
Oh.
My goodness.
You see
how you deny Satan on your mouth?
Yet
in actions and the counsel you plan together. Look to John chapter
8,
verse 43-44. You see how it appears. John chapter 8, verse
43.
Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my words? Verse
44.
You are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and a father of it. Yes. Satan loves most things come from his. Now even people, when they do things coming from their own, and they don't want to do things come from God, they have become companions agreed with Satan. So even all those who say we want to worship God in spirit and truth, we want to praise him in the spirit and truth, we worship him in the spirit and truth, we sing with him songs.
Is it where the band of gospel?
Band gospel.
And
sing with him songs come from him. And we sing with him the hymn songs. And we sing with him the melody songs. And we sing with him those of the holy love. They must appear and they worry of how they will please God in those songs. And they have to prove that their people do not do things which have come from their own. And they do not do their will. And they do the will of God. When they do a will come from them, they have a companion they agree with
them.
Satan and his demons. And they begin to contend against the Creator. How many times do you always love do what things you will? Not inquire the will of God, it says what? Many musicians in the midst of this world, even those of the world, those of the world lost all the areas which network with God. Attached on those which network with Lucifer. Most of them. Now when we come to gospel music, songs of the gospel, this time what we are onto now, it is a false gospel. The false gospel music.
Brothers,
we have to worry for in the first Corinthians. We have to be worried of how we shall please God. And not how we shall rejoice when he will be pleased. It's easy as to rejoice. For children of men, they are rejoicing, they need strength and power in it. God needs to be to sing for him what he wants. And to do what he wants, then he will rejoice. But he says joy is our strength. And if he rejoices, what most troubles us, they need power to take them away. Now when God rejoices, when we stand well for him as he wills, and we do what he will, now what we want is for the power to reach them to us, he has it. He really has it. His joy, it is our strength. We have to try he gets rejoicing. We try he rejoice. Men of old had the way of God. The servants of God who were here before.
Jacob, Isaac.
As he wanted to bless his children, he told them, "Fast, give me a meal. I rejoice, then after I pray for you." God, when he rejoices, he loses power.
Almost
problems for problems of children of men, they need power. When you speak wisdom and there's no power, they do not go away. When you speak knowledge and there's no power, they still don't go away.
When
one speaks knowledge, he speaks authority. There is authority he attaches in. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 7, Verse 32. But how I would have you without concern. He that is unmarried cares for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. Verse 33. But he that is married cares for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. One who is not married cares of how he will please God. All us, it's the work we first engage in. None of us begins when they are married. No. Those who marry and get married, they engage into pleasing the two people. To please God, even the one they have married or got married to. Yes. Have you understood me well? Don't tell me the one who marries cares to please the husband or wife. The first work you were first into, don't cast it away. Of caring on how you will please God. If you care of how you will please yourself and you mind your own, you have a companion and it's very hard.
Lucifer,
Satan, and his demons. Him, that's where he best to connive with the humans, children of men. Anytime they leave the will of God and they do their lusts and desires, Satan becomes a companion to them. Satan has not a beginning or two in a person until a person has begun to follow their lusts and desires and they leave the will of God. That's how it was also in the Garden of Eden. God, after he told man, you eat of all the other trees except the other tree which in the middle of the garden, there you shall eat, you shall surely die.
Eve,
she decided to go when Adam is not there, and she began to desire that tree. Right there, Lucifer, Satan fooled her.
And she
went there by herself and she's watching, asking, Lord, why did he refuse us? I need to touch it, see what comes from it. Satan fought her, told her, you see, now you have begun your own. You have left those of God. Me, let me tell you how it appears. How did he tell you? He said, all the other trees we eat of them, the other we don't eat it,
but
then we touch it, we shall surely die. And he said, no, you will not die. They have begun to connect and they are chatting. He said the other, God knows the things you will eat of it, you will become like him.
Now,
meaning is eat and be like him. Have to contend against him, we become gods. That is Satan and the humans. That's how they began conniving as they do their will. As they shift from the will of God. Let me tell you, you don't have a ground Satan basis when it's not you was given it to him. That God warned to Cain, he told him, when you'll do it wickedly, sin is right near you.
It's
to use you whatever it wants, yet you can rule it. If you get out of the ways of doing evils, read those in Genesis chapter 4.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I tell you this, brethren, if we cannot care of how we shall please God,
and
no more going to be able to worship him in the spirit and truth, for we shall sing the things which please us, and those which please us, they please Satan. Yet those which please God, they will end up when they have pleased us. Are we together? Is there a trick you've understood? All problems Satan has reached you onto, you have a hand in them. That is why you see, they tell you repent. That is why you see, God does not punish Satan over the sins you've committed. He punishes you. who began the way which brought Satan. Satan, they punish him of tempting you. You they punish you of your Lord. Don't you think all condemnation would have been on Satan? Because it's you begin to seek doing your will. There is one musician. He failed to realize it. But he became a trumpet. He blew a trumpet.
And
like a signpost which directs you at the school, it does not go to study, it remains at that point. He said, now you go and choose Satan. When he tempted you, he found you where? He finds you in his territories.
And you
began what he enjoys of contending against God. Now it's the way it is. If we are to praise God in spirit and truth, as we led by the Holy Spirit,
and we are
in the truth of the word of God, even to worship him like that, to sing with him
the gospel,
to sing with him the songs of hymns of the gospel, even the melodies, even to sing the songs of love, those of God, the holy love. We have to first seek for the will of God, just as he has sung them. And he attaches to them his instruments, the Father from above the heavens. And he sends them to the world, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, in the third heaven. And the Holy Spirit gets them from there and gives them to the holy angels, the holy ones of God in Jerusalem of heaven, and they sing them, and he gets them from there. He sends them on this earth. They be sung as they've been sung in heaven. I told you, if you still say you are a church, you have to understand that there is a church in heaven. Are we together? And the things you sing here, they are what they also sing. If they are those of heaven, my. But Apostle, you think how many times the church of heavens has joined that of the world? Even when we preach the gospel, usually preach when it concerns people of the world, they are not involved. In the Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 to 23, they speak this of the church of heaven. Hebrews chapter 12 from verse
22. Yerusalemi ekyomuguru neryo bukumi bwabamalayika.
But you are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Verse 23.
Eriyekunganira dene erekanise yababirebirye abawandikibwa muguru neri Katonda omulamuzi wabonna.
To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, who are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of the holy men made perfect. Yes. Hebrews 12 verse 22. They will come you right in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. Much. Unto the church of the firstborn, written in heaven, and unto God the judge of all,
in
the spirits of those who made perfect. Before we are told, Hebrews 10, do not forsake fellowship. There are those who fellowship and gather. There is the great gathering there.
Now,
as we go gather here, those with the songs we sing, and even in the Jerusalem they have gathered. Praise Jesus much. Now where the trouble cometh is here. And you think what does not connect with them. My, my.
Yes,
Hebrews 10 said, do not forsake fellowship. Let's read, we say. Hebrews chapter 10, verse
25. Kinayenga tubuulira era nga tweyongera ng'okukola ebyo bwe tutyo nga bwe mulaba olunaku lulinga lunaatera okutuuka.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Yes. You know, in heaven there is a great gathering.
If
there are angels and the holy ones who are sanctified from this world, and they make a great gathering of
angels.
Now in the gatherings they gather and they have the hearing of gospel of salvation, gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as they revealed all secrets of heaven. And then there appears to be all praise in the worship, in singing the band worship and band praise of the hymns and the melodies. Now, church on the world, what are they on?
Wow.
My, my. Are we there? The situation is not good on this world. In the church of this world. You know, the Bible says when we gather, these words below, let them manifest in our midst. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26.
Kale kiri kitya abooluganda. Bwe mukungana. Buli muntu alina oluyimba, alina okuyigiriza, alina ekimubikkuliddwa, alina olulimi, alina okutegeeza. Byonna bikolebwenga olw'okuzimba.
How is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you has a psalm, has a doctrine, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation, let all things be done unto edifying. When we gather, like those two in heavens together, those with the psalm, they have to sing. Just as God that sings them. And the gospel moves on. With a doctrine. When you've gathered in a place. For we don't tie your feet right here. Never to go fellowship elsewhere. When anytime you go there, you first, let me first listen to songs. Are they of good or not? They see you standing. You shake a little part of your kin, listening. When they reach the gospel, you bring out your book and a pen. You see the gospel, what they teach or they preach. And you wonder, the gathering of here, how is it? And you hear tongues. Who has a tongue here? Let me hear. You wait a revelation, see. The interpretation is not. You know they have not interpreted.
We
don't know what has spoken, whether it is what.
There
is no edifying. I've cancelled it. After the tongue, and you go to what? A revelation. Whether the gospel has been a revelation you've gotten. For so far as we've sat here, as we've sat here so far, I don't know how many revelations you've gotten so far, yet I know it has come.
Hey, wow.
You have gotten revealed how the Father sings
and says
to his word, Jesus.
Speaking and as take
put in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, get them, send them on this earth. Is it not that?
Yes, sir.
When you reach a place you've gone for a fellowship, if you do not get a revelation, you run very fast from that place. Run.
Because
heavens, when they gather, there has to be a revelation. What can reveal all is the light of the words. As it says, Psalms 119, verse 104. The word of God is a lamp. It lightens us. A light which enlightens us. Ephesians chapter 5, verse
14.
Everything reproved light is what manifests it. Everything reproved light manifests it. That's of the word.
And
when you gather,
the
revelation is not there. For I go see choirs and they're doing practices. All musicians
of
gospel. But do you have any song? They don't order it, they don't look into it. Is it in gossip or gospel? Is it of God? When he comes out. Jesus, we have Jesus is good. And that we are
growing.
I don't want to go to things like you like that. And you begin hand clapping. I don't know whether God told you to clap. You clap a lot.
Praise.
To sing band music and you make it praise. God, in that time you express praise. You're clapping. Heavens, God is in another mood. Praise.
Caesar, Caesar,
lift him up. You are clapping. That is what you are into. Into is in another flow. As God has entered worship, you are in band again. Praise Jesus much.
I
don't know what are we doing. You see how God enters mood of worship and you move into praise. I don't want to hear noise of the songs. He calls it noise, wailings. He expects bands of gospel band music.
Yes,
you are rather worshipping. He waits over the hymns or voices ordered very well. He hears.
Jesus. You did a miracle. Hey,
you are into that.
You did a miracle.
He said, what? Me, I'm not ready to dance like that.
Zendi murokoli.
I am born again.
Zendi murokoli.
Me, I am born again like that. And they are
praying.
You think and consider him. Those you coming from yours, it's of Satan.
If
you see musicians of the world,
and
he too sang a gospel song. Like for example, that you know.
And
welcome on the pulpit of God. He sang a gospel hit. But because he put God and Jesus in the song, two names. God and Jesus. The rest, whether it is what. Now, anytime you've gathered, you have to think which songs they sing, which gospel is preached. Those who talk in tongues, have they been interpreted? Have they brought a revelation? What else? Have they brought an interpretation? Things preached, have they been interpreted well?
And they bring edification in your life. For all those are done. For edifying you.
You
be a church without a spot or wrinkle.
It's said
to you that you want to jump the distance of Jesus. Not thought what as
a
song of
praise.
Something it builds in you.
Yerusalem, Yerusalem,
Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
It's
a good city. And we are dancing onto that song. As I will reach
it,
your head, when you are reached there, you will worship him there. You get something. But you sing a song these days. You can be saved. Jesus calls you, all of you.
Okay.
It's very ancient song. We need new ones now. What about of the angels in that time?
Born
against of all, they were on the level of childhood. But salvation in Uganda is many young. You can't sing like young. Jesus is power. Jesus has power. And that is the song every time.
All the years,
Jesus sings the same song. He doesn't get bored of it. How many years? Very many years. 60 to 100. You sing those songs. We praise him in the morning. You sing of other songs.
Gospel
brought
entire
Bible. You fail to get out new songs. We are songs of 1800s. But where are the new ones? For those which are in the midst there,
the way the
gospel seems to be the songs they sing, you know them. Even those who sing their clothing and the way they look like, when you see and you think,
now,
Angel Michaels, how did they clothe in that song?
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. But do we think much like that?
That
if the choir we have clothed like that, angels they meet have clothed how?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, if we sing as they sang them in heaven, angels put their ladders
and to
descend in the congregation. And they said, the gathering has connected. We have gone down on earth. And they descend down. As
you
see the new people among
tenda,
you.
Tenda,
and
tenda.
They sing as they fly. That church is taking long to see that. For what is done in heaven is what is done on earth. Yes. Church has been long, they saw that. You sing, he has done good things for me, I will sing.
No, he
created you, whether he's done good or not, you have to sing for him. Sing of new songs. Is it not that?
What
cannot tell me God sings this one song.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, in the Genesis, Genesis chapter 28 from verse 10.
Yakobo nava mu Beruseba nagenda eri Kalani.
And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran.
Verse 11. Natuka mu kifo nasulawo nakeso budde kubanga enjuba yali egudde natwala eri mu mayinja ago mu kifo nali ezizika wansi w'omutwe gwe nagalamira mu kifo ekyo okwebaka.
And he came upon a certain place and tarried there all night. because the sun was set, and he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep. Verse 12.
Nalote chiroto, era laba, amadala agasibibwa kutaka, nentiko yago ngetuse muguru. Era laba bamalaika bakatonda, ngabalinya era ngabaka kugo.
And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Yes. You know, when we begin to do things done in heaven, and we do them on earth, angels descend from heaven, come down on this earth, and they mingle in the congregation of the living God. Praise Jesus much. We shall request that we move on, be taught by God. Issue of restoring those who worship God in spirit and truth all over the world. In the midst, as we fulfill the worldwide call,
based here in
the nation Uganda, year 2022, where God has called all nations to work with him in his final work. And that work is the revival and the restoration of all things. Those God spoke in his prophets, those who were there from the beginning, that they know the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. You know, one day in the Acts, Apostle Paul and the Barnabas, when they were in the prison, and the angels set them free, they began to play around as they praise God. After setting them free, the praise had been released in heaven. Them two joined on that praise. So we shall be seeing how God mixes and plays his instruments. How many are they involved? We have to see these songs. He sings them in one voice, many. How does he mix in musical instruments? Now these songs, we need to know, how does God sing them? How many voices does he include in them? These instruments, how does he mix them in? How many does he mix in? Then there, we see again the dancing, they dance upon the song. Does he dance this, your confused dancings?
Wanji?
Are we together? All those we have to see them. And most he put them in the creations. For you can see birds there. And they are worshipping up the sky. And the
separate
ones, these will go here and here. And those in the middle. And those who worship go behind. Others move ahead. And the water claps. And it changes. We are going to see many things. May God bless you. Let's go to another session.
Quiet,
take us in the songs of praise, in the worship. We shall after enter in those of bands, whether
Professor
has those songs of the voice and hymns. There are those even of the holy love, rightful love, holy love. May God bless you. You be patient until God will say it's over and end.